Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Well, how is you today? A beautiful day for a radio show. Good morning. John Potter here. It's live and local. Show is called The Weekend, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. With me, my partner in crime in Carson City, Craig. Craig is handling things. How are you, my man?
I am doing well this morning. And yourself?
How cold was it? My gosh, last night. This is an example of how we can't do anything without our phones. I left my podcast phone in the truck overnight. I kept my old phone for podcasts because one of my joys in life is my one-hour walk to the radio station listening to talk programs from people who do talk programs much, much better than I do. I sometimes wonder what I'm doing here. But anyway, this cold phone took 10 minutes to thaw out, 5 minutes to get going, and then 5 minutes for the podcast app to get it together. That might have been the app. Yeah, I can't figure out why some apps have it together, are fast, Starbucks, and some apps are so slow, McDonald's. You know, it wants to search locations when you open it. It wants to search for deals, blah, blah, blah. I just want coffee. That's all I want. But anyway, so I had to sit there at home watching this phone warm up, and I feel it was an omen of things to come. Speaking of omen, what were you telling me about the Omen movie? Is it out?
It is out. It came, the pre-release was Thursday night. And then yesterday it came out full steam ahead. I'm actually planning on seeing it either this weekend or next, so I'll give you a report if I make
you're
it
there. You're a fright film omen guy.
Well, I like, I always want to compare the original to the redone or prequel, as you will. It's from the previews, it's something I wanted to see that I thought maybe. Maybe with today's technology, they got some of the bugs worked out from the original.
It is so hard to make a really good fright film. There are so many bad ones. Mm-hmm. We were talking off the air about this Exorcist prequel, which is now showing on HBO. Oh, my God. Like I told you, I cannot watch movies with deep English accents. I don't know what it is about me. I don't know what they're saying. If the English accent is deep enough, I'm lost. And not only that, they mumble through this whole thing. And,
yeah.
I was missing the scares. Now, new movies, you talk about remakes. I was told this Roadhouse movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess. It went to cable or it's streaming. It went to streaming, did not go to the movie theaters. And already more people have streamed Roadhouse than ever saw the original Roadhouse. Huge demand for it, and I'm told that if you saw the original Roadhouse, don't go to see this new one because you'll hate it. But if you haven't seen the original Roadhouse, you'll be very entertained. So that's what I heard. I went to see Arthur the King, a great movie. I love Mark Wahlberg movies. That's another weird thing about me. It was quite an occasion for me to go to movie theaters because I'm that guy who notices that the movie is either too loud or that the focus, it's slightly off on the focus. It drives me crazy. So that kept me away from movie theaters for a long time. This showing of Arthur the King, by the way, great movie. Strangely, the volume was just a little bit too low. And I was missing some dialogue, and apparently I'm the only one. It didn't seem to bother anybody else, but I was at the verge during this whole movie. Should I get up and tell the people out in the lobby that the movie isn't let in? So I killed the whole experience because I was thinking this throughout the whole movie, and it wouldn't have paid off to go in the lobby and tell them it wasn't loud enough because I think there was only one lady running the entire movie theater operation. They don't have ticket booths anymore. You get your tickets from the person at the refreshment stand. And I was behind a family with five picky kids. They wanted, oh my gosh, just get the bucket of popcorn. They all wanted their specialized popcorn trays and drinks, and I missed the beginning of it. So that's my tough life.
Just so abused.
Do you have an eclipse? I should talk about the NCAA game. I'm not into sports, but my wife loved it, and I got to watch it too. I've never seen women's basketball before. Women's basketball has an interesting history. The women were banned from playing professional basketball at one time. The basketball commissioner said it was too rough for women. Not the women I was involved with, but anyway. But it's slightly different. You know, the 3-point line is the space is measured is off. I mean, apparently there's no dunking. I don't know if that's a rule or not, but I didn't see any dunking. But the game I saw, the one that was before this last one, Iowa and what was it, Kentucky, there were some real super, I felt I was watching superstars on this game from both sides, both teams.
Yeah, ratings have never been better for women's basketball. They're actually outpacing the men's NCAA tournament for ratings.
Did all I've heard, too, on the political side of things was, oh, my gosh, did that team walk out during the national anthem? And I researched that, and apparently this team never is there for the national anthem. It's hard to believe that it was a mistake, okay, for that reason. And also because these big events are so perfectly organized and timed, I don't get it, because I thought the coach, the lady in green, you see what a big sports fan I am? I heard she was a big Trumper and everything, but I think she was kind of doing this to appease her players who did not want to. I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't know sports. Okay, so do you have eclipse fever? Everybody else has it.
No.
You're crazy about the eclipse?
Just crazy, but not crazy about the eclipse.
I wasn't going to say a word about the eclipse today because I think it's been over-talked. I mean, the main feature of our local weathercasts on TV, it seems to take the prominent role in our weather now. And gosh, we're only going to get to see 35% of this eclipse. But I have seen a full moon eclipse before, and it is an amazing thing. As I recall, it not only do things go dark, but you notice right away this sudden drop of in temperature. It's suddenly the temperature, suddenly it's a sudden 10-degree drop, and all the birds silent. They all shut up. But the mania over this has sent off some weird rumors and fake news. I was reading a Facebook post that that warned people. Don't let your dogs, now you heard the warnings about don't stare at the eclipse and get your eclipse glasses. Somebody posted on Facebook, make sure your dog doesn't stare at the eclipse. Yeah, it was serious. I think if your dog is too dumb to stare at the eclipse, it's too dumb to be a pet. And if you think there's a danger in your dog staring at the eclipse, you're too dumb to have a pet. So we have a lot of local news to get to. Bully Sports Bar is sold. 99 plus stores closed. No, Bully's was bought, not closed. Bully's was bought. The owner, longtime owner, local owner, sold to a Vegas gaming company. Burlington Coat Factory is going to close. I'll tell you where. Coming up in local news, and maybe you can call up and talk about the eclipse if you want to. That's fine. 884-9910 is our phone number. We have guests on the morning show this Saturday morning today. We have Sam Brugger, certified dog trainer. Oh, hey, you can ask her about dogs staring at the eclipse. She's coming up at 9:30. Derek Lee, Brain Health Formulas. The latest on brain health is amazing. That's coming up at 10:30. And Craig will spout off now and then. I want to talk about fast food robberies. And Craig has something to say about that, about a sushi restaurant. And I got lots of notes here, so we're going to have fun, right?
Yes.
9:16 is our time. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talkback in a few minutes. FM News Talk Time, 9:16.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter at your surface. 884-9910 is our number. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Show is called The Weekend. It's live and local. Somebody just texted me. Somebody, hey, John, something else that's different with the NCAA women's basketball on TV. The commercials are different. Yes. Yeah, I did notice that. Okay, business news. Let's see here. Our Bully's sports bars, all 11 of them in northern Nevada, have been sold to a Las Vegas gaming company, Bully's. I know some people who live there. I like Bully's. It's not quite up there with Flowing Tide, but it's got a good menu. It's got great wings. Bully's has good happy hours. They have like a 7-hour happy hour from 11 to 6. They have nice outdoor seating at some locations. I always thought, too, that it was kind of cool that the Bully's mascot that you see in the signs and the ads and everything, I think it's cool that the Bully's mascot is an actual bully, a big mean face with a beard. I don't know. It's like going back to high school, you know? We have new store closings in Carson City. We're losing our Burlington Coat Factory store, the Burlington Coat Factory in South Carson City, and the old Walmart is closing in, let me see, less than 2 weeks, April 19th. And all over Nevada, we lost our 99-cent only stores. They closed all their locations yesterday, 371 stores. Nevada, California, Arizona, Texas. Now, usually they do these liquidation sales. They weren't doing it, I don't think, this week. Maybe they're doing I don't know.
What I heard is they were doing the liquidation starting yesterday, and the last day for employees to work would be the 19th.
So
and then they'd be, that was the Burlington, sorry. That was the Burlington store. When closing Carson, they're moving. They're actually letting people relocate to other stores for Burlington. So,
but how do you do a 99-cent store liquidation?
Cut everything down to a quarter.
No, cut everything down to 99 cents because it wasn't 99 cents anymore as of what a year ago.
Yeah,
I think Dollar Tree is now $1.25. I think I don't think 99. There's nothing 99-cent only in those stores anyway. You could call it another victim of the pandemic or, excuse me, another victim of the government's overreaction to shutting down businesses in the pandemic. It was how I prefer to say it. But among other things, the 99-cent only company blamed high levels of shrink. That's retail theft and inflationary pressures, they say. Crime and inflation. Thank you, Build Back Better. Build Back Better. How about just put it back together the way you found it and leave us alone? I mean, we have good people losing their jobs without warning. No one wins in this situation. But as I said, prices in the 99-cent only stores went up over a dollar months ago. I think too many people probably bugged them about their 99-cent only signs since everything was actually higher than 99 cents, right?
Yeah.
It's like every other person had to be telling the checker. it's just like nothing's a dollar anymore at Dollar Tree. Inflation killing our discount stores, which is quite sad. I've only been in the 99-cent only store on South Virginia once, and I thought they had a great produce section, affordable for fruits and vegetables for people that couldn't afford the supermarket prices. A report from Colo TV says customers will reportedly be seeing several changes this year at Texas Roadhouse. No, 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 don't take away the peanuts. I don't know what the changes are, but the American steakhouse chain, it says, is making adjustments to react to supply chain issues and inflation. Among the changes this year, save the peanuts. Save the peanuts. Customers will be seeing a 2.2% menu price hike starting in the spring to offset inflationary pressures. Now, that's rare. A restaurant telling you ahead of time that they're going to raise the prices. Usually, they just spring it on you when you're sitting there. Well, anyway, now, new Texas, they're going to make build like 100 more Texas Roadhouse restaurants. I mean, they're very popular. You know, I always very busy when I go. But they say these new ones are going to be a lot bigger to serve higher guest volumes. And that's the change. Whew. Save the peanuts. Because, hey, every restaurant that I loved for munching on peanuts has taken them away. I remember Outback used to have Ruby River had peanuts. And they always use that, it's because people are allergic to it. Or because of lawsuits, excuse.
Okay, you know where Lily's is, right? Over on...
Yes.
Okay. That was...
It's Grove and Kitski.
Kitski, yeah. And that was a... it was another chain.
Oh, yes, yes. No, I think... I know what you're thinking of.
It wasn't Texas Roadhouse. It was Texas Longhorn.
Yes,
barbecue.
But
yeah.
It wasn't in the Lily's building. It was like four doors down.
Yeah, it took that whole. It took that whole west side, that west long lane. So
that whole shopping center has changed. The only survivor that's been through everything is Tandy Leather, unless they closed it. I don't know.
Which to me is amazing that's still open because you can get everything online for one third the price.
Yeah, yeah. In this, apparently there's some real leather freaks out there.
Yes. Well, we do have people that are making custom saddles and things like that. So,
okay, all right. Well, I hope it's still there. I remember, they had the make your own sandals kits, and only I could screw that up. But they were really good. Please don't call and tell me they closed. I hope it's still there. You know, when I came back to Reno in 2001, the two places, everything was changed. The only things that weren't changed over my 25-year absence were the casinos, of course, and, well, Calneva. Calneva's exactly the same. But also the Country Health store on Moana, which we just lost, and Tandy Leather. Yeah.
Oh, those... Tandy Leather is still there.
Oh, phew.
I looked it up online. It's the Reno store. It's number 123 out of how many, I have no idea. But
All right. Good. Now, I feel so much better that Tandy Leather is there and that the peanuts are still at Texas Roadhouse. Our friend Jessica Schneider, the owner of Junkies in Reno, says she's trying to crack down on theft after a spike in customers stealing last month from the store. She says, we all have whistles here. We will lock the door. I won't put up with it. The Reno Police Department said retail theft has increased across our community, with organized crooks stealing in groups large amounts. And this is on top of the other crimes that small businesses like restaurants have, like break-ins and robberies. And I remember last year the story of a holdup at a local fast food restaurant. I don't remember which one. And I thought to myself, how awful this is, because who works at a fast food restaurant? These are people who work, right? People who are earning a paycheck, little as it is, but they obviously need it. And one night, you know, you're just trying to sell burgers, right? You're being the sort of person that society asks you to be. You're being a good person, a good citizen. And in comes some piece of garbage with some harmful weapon, and they point it at you. They want the money. Lawlessness like that is just unbearable. It wears people down. It kills businesses, as I just read off here about, you know, 99 cent only. They blame shrink shoplifting. It dispirits people and families. I go running in the middle of the day, and the day before yesterday, I saw a car just screeching past a red light right on Virginia Street in downtown frickin' Reno, Nevada. Somebody scurrying to get out of the way on the street. Broad daylight. Not a thing happens. I see motorcycles doing wheelies down the street. I see near misses when speeders zip by. Red light running all over town. Not a thing done. And I know it's just a fast food restaurant or a used clothing store and just some hooligan kids on the road. But you got to draw the darn line somewhere, you know. You got to stand up and say, not this year, not this year. It's not going to be the criminals in charge. It's not going to be lawlessness. And if we take back things like, if we recall things like bail reform or turning felonies into misdemeanors like they did in Nevada, those were wrong turns by politicians, and we need to take it back. In the meantime, you got to arm yourself. The statistical likelihood is that we're all going to live our lives in joy and peace and never bothered by crime. But there's always that chance, and I believe the chances are higher. And I do believe you should always be ready for that chance. If you don't have a concealed pistol permit, I would urge you to get one. That and a gun with you, it gives you an option. And it's not going to get any easier or better. And they're going to find more ways to limit you more in the future if you try to get a gun. The best time to get a pistol or permit is the same answer of when to plant a tree a long time ago. But the second best time, I think, is today. And again, I hope and pray that I go to my grave without anybody's blood on my hands. And thus far, I'm fairly well advanced in life. Old. that has been the case. But the fact is that the conscience of the other guy is not going to protect you. And the fact is, in the overwhelming majority of cases, law enforcement is not going to be able to protect you. And they'll take 12 minutes getting to your house. The reality is that we have almost reached a point where the only way to stop the deeds of the bad guys is the vigorous boldness of the good guys, right? So somebody tries to follow you home, or tries to get in your home when you're in it, or tries to physically harm you as you park in a parking lot, or while you walk one of our streets at night. We all do what we choose to do, but I think I would want to put up a fight. And by the way, when it comes to sentencing an unredeemable criminal for their crime, remember, I'll never forget this. I don't know who said it to me, but I've never forgotten this. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Now, think about that. We're going to break for Fox News, and we're going to talk. Should we do it now? Craig, Bill? All right, well, let's take Bill's call. Hey, Bill, calling from Reno. I'm glad you called. Good morning, sir.
Hey, John, how are you doing? Lovely?
They saved the peanuts, my friend.
Hey, I want to tell you about something that happens here in town on a regular basis. There's a group called Friends of Washoe County Library. Have you heard of them?
A big sale going on again? Okay.
It's a bail. It starts today, 10 o'clock. They run till 5. Hardcover books, buck a piece. Paperbacks, 50 cents.
Great.
They got to have... Have you ever been in their facility?
Oh, yes.
There?
Yes, it's
okay,
the Reno Town Mall location. And today is what, half off day or bag a book day or what?
No, it's just the first day of it. If you pony up as a member, you should have gone in last night and looked around. Anyway,
awesome
I just
news.
Thought to let you know.
All right, thank you, Bill. I'll do my
Wave
best to
me.
Avoid.
I'll be there.
I'll do my best to avoid it, my friend, because I got walls and walls of books. And I know I'm going to walk out with a bunch.
He could donate his library and still have a garage full.
I'm going to have a sale in my house. All right, Bill, take care, man. We're going to break for Fox News. We're going to be talking dogs dogs and dog training up next with our guest. If you have questions about dog training, hey, I love dog talk. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. It's 9:34 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:34.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
You got me, Craig? Okay, I'm up. This is a really weird thing on this one because I have a Wi-Fi signal, but I apparently don't have internet. So I'm on my trusty phone again. You know, these occurrences used to freak me out, but listen to me now. I'm taking it like a champ, like a true professional here. Anyway, I do apologize to our loyal listeners that it's not the studio quality that you expect. It's not the quality you expect from a person like me. All right, let's talk to Sam. Sam Brueger, certified dog trainer, is in the Carson City studio. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
You sound better than me.
Well, I wanted to sound better than you, John, so this is great for me.
I was going to say, no, you always sound better than me, even when it's perfect sound. Okay, so we had a chance to talk before. You're, it's very, oh, now I get, I'm hearing the station in my ear. It's very interesting to a lot of people that a beautiful young woman like yourself would decide to be a certified dog trainer for your career. And why are you a dog trainer?
I love dogs, but a more personal story. There was a period of time where I was sick for a long time. When other people weren't impatient or intolerant of me, they were loyal. You know, they love me no matter what. So, and I just felt like an obligation to them once my health was restored and had a desire to serve them and give them a better life. You know, and one way I can do that is by teaching parents how to communicate with their dogs. And that's what positive reinforcement training is. You don't see a whole lot of positive reinforcement trainers do board and trains because we typically know that it's our job to teach you how to work with your dog, how to communicate with your dog, and help you bond with them. So.
Excellent. By the way, I'm back. You know what? We had that story in the news about for the first time in 100 years, Nevada, a pack of wolves was observed. And it got me thinking, are dogs, now you would know this, are dogs actually as similar to wolves as commonly thought? Are they pack animals that select an alpha dog to be a leader and all?
No.
I always
they tend to be different, but that's not a theory that I follow. You know, that study that started all of that, they put a whole bunch of wolves from different packs together and they were fighting over resources and stuff, which if you put a bunch of stressed dogs together, they might do the same thing, you know, if you don't give them autonomy and safety and feeling good in a safe environment. So I used to describe this in class about that pack leader mentality. We had a manager of the store. We had a manager of the grooming salon. But that manager of the store, he's familiar with dog training. He's familiar with dog grooming, but he didn't know how to do my job, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we take different people take leadership at different points because we excel there, you know. And generally my old boss, he knew what was up and knew how to communicate with us, but he trusted us to do our jobs because we were good at them. So that's like, think of your family if it was large. Who was the best person at sports? Who was the best at communicating? who was the leader when you were hiking? Who was the leader in the kitchen? You know, we all have different skills. We all have different qualities that make us excel. And right. Dog packs are the same. You know, there's the jokesters. There's the sight hounds that can see what's coming up. There's the other dog that's great with its nose, right?
Every dog is different. I agree. But, you know, thinking about comparing to wolves, you know, dogs keep a lot of puppy behavior into adulthood. Wolves don't. And wolves, they kill to eat. Dogs beg and whine, right? So is that a fair judgment?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
Dogs have drive. You know, again, if I withhold food from a dog and stress them out and make them hungry, they're going to start competing for that food. They might start killing some stuff, you know. There are some dogs that have a really strong prey drive. They're going to go... If I don't train them and if I don't work with their breed characteristics, they're going to go off and do things like that too.
Yeah, if you die in your house, if the dog's hungry enough, well, I'm not going to get into that.
No, it really goes down to when they were born, how they were treated, the stresses they went through. I can't express how important that critical puppy socialization period is that can really set those dogs up for success, you know? Okay.
Well, that's part of what you do. I mean, there's so many dog training techniques out there you believe in, and your whole practice, I think, is involved in, and you offer it, is what's called reinforcement-based training.
Yes.
Why? Why do you think that works?
Have you ever... I'm not well-versed in this, but you know how, like, the karate masters, they work with the energy, not against it, you know, and then they win, right? I like to figure out what motivates a dog. How can I use that motivation to get the dog to want to work with me? You know, like, John, let's say you love cookies and Snicker bars. If there was a contest at work and you really wanted that and didn't have access to it, would you work for it? You know, probably. Yeah. And I try to set up the dog not only by finding out what their motivation is, but also look at the antecedents, like what is stressing that dog out? Or what is causing that dog fear? Okay, I'm going to eliminate that now. I'm going to find an environment where they feel safe. I'm going to strengthen up their skills where they can handle that. Then I'm going to slowly introduce them. But I have to figure out what motivates them first. What do they enjoy? Is it food? Usually it's food. If it isn't, is it a toy? If that isn't it, is it freedom to go play outside? Or is it a walk? You know, I have to figure out what they will work for and then train them.
And what is you're involved in also? What is cooperative care?
That is a really important topic to me because I recently am visiting a lot of grooming salons and a lot of veterinary clinics, and the dogs are stressed. A lot of them are stressed. Training can help with that. I think people just think, oh, I have to go through this. I have to take Spot down there again, and he hates it. We just got to do it. Yes, sometimes we do, but there's a lot of stuff we can do ahead of time to train your dog to tolerate it or even enjoy it. First, it can start with our attitude, but there's lots of techniques and tricks we can do. And, prep we can do so that a dog will enjoy going to the vet, going to the groomer. We can even do lots of things at home to get them to tolerate handling at a groomer, because that's something we can't go and do with them, but tolerate getting their nails done or even enjoy it. Like I said, there's lots we can do, because I certainly feel sad for those dogs that are really stressed at the grooming salon. Then I also feel sad for the veterinarians and staff if there's a dog who just is so scared that maybe becomes cranky, maybe try to nip somebody and stuff. There's lots of stuff we can do, like muzzle training. We can teach body handling. We can do some pre-visits to visit the location so they're familiar with the scents and sounds. And there's a whole new wave of things going on where veterinarians mm-hmm. are taking fear-free certification courses to help those fearful dogs. But there's a lot of stuff we can do at home first. Right. And I do these classes online. I just got done with my first one where we're prepping these dogs to do that. Now, there's some dogs that are just never going to be comfortable in their own skin to be handed off to somebody else. And I'm teaching those parents how to do this stuff at home. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Well, Sam Brueger, certified dog trainer and a dog behavior expert. I mean, you really get into their brain. Where are you, and how can people have their dogs perfectly trained by you, Sam?
I am located out of Carson City. I offer group classes at Crazy Cat Dog Grooming and Canine Academy. I also offer online courses online. And you can get a hold of me at 775-830-7613, either by phone or text. I am licensed to work in Carson City and Douglas County.
Excellent, Sam. And folks, if you missed some of those details, Sam's commercial is coming up right after we say goodbye. Sam, always a pleasure, and I learn something new all the time, which is interesting, and I don't even own a dog presently. I'm a turncoat. I went cat, but
I think I'm going to inspire you to get a dog soon.
Oh, I would love one. I was just telling Kathy this 2 days ago. Do we have room for a dog? Okay, Sam, a real pleasure, and folks, her commercial's up next, but hopefully we'll talk again. I appreciate you taking the time to inform people about how to make their dogs happier and have a stress-free life with America's best friend. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Oh,
all right. I'm John Potter. Be back in a few. 884-9910 is our phone number. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 951.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon, right here. Thanks for joining me. We always wrap up the week locally on this show. And speaking of which, I hope y'all had a good Easter. was this week. Is it just me? I did not see, one thing I got to mention, I did not really see any news coverage that last Sunday was Easter. I mean, really nothing. I don't get the Reno Gazette Journal newspaper, but I liked and I do follow the Reno Gazette Journal website and their Facebook page. And Easter Sunday, no mention of Easter. They did have an article about local Muslims who are upset at a local cemetery, but no mention of Easter. It was just an observation to me, because back in the day, Easter was a big deal. TV reporters would often go out. They'd get some video of the day's mass. They talked to folks after service at the church for a story, and I think my opinion is, in reporting on your community, you want to include everybody, of course, right? But you also want to include the plurality, the majority. You cannot allow your reporting to become just on the fringes, not to marginalize those folks, but all includes the majority, the largest share of people. And to be honest with you, my thought has always been that attitudes, opinions, localities, interests ought to probably be reflected in your newscast and in your newspaper in about the proportion that they exist in your community, because that would be fair. If you're a news product, it's a mirror. It's held up to the face of your community. then it ought to look like your community, and you should reflect that, right? Everybody's life is equally valid, and you try to get those stories in. But if you're arbitrarily excluding the majority of your community, you're not doing news anymore. I don't want to exclude anybody, but most of all, I don't want to exclude the majority. And it's not just Easter, but something I just sense is going. I mean, we hear about all these new holidays that are culturally important, but they sure get a lot of play in the media. And am I sounding like the old man griping again? I apologize for that. I don't mean to get that way at all. To me, this is supposed to be a kind of a fun, uplifting show. So if you can save it, you can call me at 884-9910. Craig is taking some calls right now, and we'll probably talk to them after we break for Fox News right here. Stick around, because at 10:30, by popular demand, and he's always fascinating to talk to, is Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. And there is some new news on brain research to share. That I trust from the media. That stuff I do. I'm John Potter. Back in a few after Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:58.